Gracious God, we thank you for just such a day. A day where we get to come and we get to worship you. We get to feel some of that excitement that must have been felt on that first Easter morning. When there was confusion, when there was excitement, when there was joy, when there was just this perfect picture of joy, really, and happiness. That what they had thought had happened had not actually fully happened, that Jesus was alive. And so, God, we pray this morning that you would be very present with us, that your Holy Spirit would be very thick in this place, that we would know that you are with us, that we would experience your presence and all that that presence of yours means. Joy, peace, hope, love, patience, kindness, and that you would open our ears so that we might hear, that you would open our hearts so that we might feel, so that you would open our minds so that we might believe. We thank you, Lord. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as I alluded to in the children's message, it is April Fool's Day. And so I thought a lot about how I might, you know, open the sermon. And then I decided kind of against that. But at the risk of getting myself in trouble, you know, I thought one of the ideas would have been to, like, come out in pajamas and just been like, why are you all here, you know? The service doesn't start till later, you know. But I didn't think you would really believe that, and that would just make me a fool. So I didn't do that. And actually, there was another one that's actually just kind of cruel, but I was thinking about just coming out and saying, you know, I just saw a report on CNN that that we should all just go home because the tomb was verified. They found bones in it, and the DNA is traced to Jesus. So, goodbye and good luck. And but I didn't do that either, because that wasn't, that would be completely untrue and cruel, and so I didn't do that. But we are here this morning at the right time in the right place, worshiping our risen Lord, Jesus. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And so I say to you, Happy Easter. But as I thought about Easter, I thought about how, again, it needs to be said so often that we can't have Easter without Good Friday. We can't come to this morning of joy without the sadness of death, death on a cross on Friday. We can't fully experience the power and the life of the risen Christ without recognizing, without acknowledging the powerlessness of Jesus' dead body laying in that tomb on Friday night and Saturday. We see so many of us want to rush through the awful stuff on Friday to get to the joy of Sunday, but we can't, because what happens on Friday, that's what makes Sunday have its meaning. And by Friday, I mean Jesus' death on the cross. Paul writes, the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, he says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." And if you think about it, the cross is foolishness. I mean, if you look at it, if you really look at it and know its background, it was an instrument of capital punishment used by the Roman Empire to squash and destroy, quite humiliatingly, I might add, to destroy the criminal, to destroy the rebel. The cross was a way of taking away all power from an individual, all humanity, and eventually, after hours of excruciating torture and pain and not being able to breathe, the cross was a way of taking away the life of a person in a most vile way. the cross, this is the image of capital death. It's foolishness. It's foolishness as a way of proclaiming hope in itself. And we forget this because we wear them around our neck. We display them in our sanctuaries. We show them off in our homes. But we forget that the cross itself was not power in itself. It was a display of the opposite. It was a display of weakness in itself. And so Paul points that out. He says it's foolishness to those who are perishing, who are dying, who are living for themselves. But to those who are being saved, it's the power of God. Through the cross of Christ, we are saved because of Easter morning. Because if the Son of God died on the cross and there was nothing else, there was no Easter morning, nothing would matter. The cross would still be foolish. We literally should not be here. The Christian faith hangs on the cross and the resurrection. There were numerous, as I've said before, and I'll say it a million times because we forget this, there were so many so-called messiahs over the years that were going to save Israel, that were going to save Jerusalem. And what happened to them? They died. And not one of their accounts said that they rose again from the dead. Not one of them accounts of their so-called winning the battle actually won the battle. Or actually, I should say, won the war. Their movements died with them on their crosses, or however else they died. But in Jesus and through his cross and his resurrection, we witness to new life that's given to us in Christ. We see Mary Magdalene, who discovers the tomb, to go and tell the disciples about Jesus not being there in the tomb. And Peter and John, they run to the tomb on Mary's word and see no body in it. And they leave confused because he's not there. But then Mary, she stays around a little bit. And she sees Jesus, the risen Christ, in the garden. He's changed. She doesn't recognize him. But when he says her name, she knows exactly who he is. His sheep know his voice. And she's given life and joy. She is alive and she grabs him. She holds on to him. So when she grabs him and she holds on to him, we know that this isn't just some spirit of Jesus. It's not an aura. This isn't some spiritual manifestation of Jesus. It's not a ghost. They knew about ghosts. It wasn't a ghost. No, this is a physical Jesus, a new body. One that we learn later bears the marks of his beating and his crucifixion, but it is new, and she can grab a hold of him. She can literally feel Jesus resurrected in body and spirit, so much so that Jesus has to tell her, anybody have to tell you this? Don't hold on to me, because I've not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead and tell my brothers. He gives her a commission. I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Jesus commissioned her as a woman, which would have been crazy. They had no rights. They had no testimony. Their testimony would have been thrown out in court. But Jesus, the Son of God, resurrected, commissions her to go and tell the other 12 or the other 11 disciples that he has been raised. And what does she do? She goes and tells them this good news. She has seen the Lord. Now, going back to my cruel April Fool's jokes that I was thinking would would open the service, we're not going to find any of Jesus' bones. He's risen in both body and spirit. There's no body in the tomb. It wasn't taken anywhere else because he's fully alive. He's alive and he's never going to die again. And as the scriptures proclaim and as Jesus tells us, because I live, you will live also. Friends, this is good news. Good news if we can accept it. Because he invites us into eternal life. The resurrected life he invites us into just by trusting in him. He tells the thief on the cross on Good Friday that he would be with him in paradise that day because he repented and he acknowledged Jesus as Lord. He was sorry. It's never too late. Hear that. Everybody here. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've experienced, No matter what you thought you hurt somebody else, it is never too late to turn from it and to turn to Him, to believe. You are here, and you are in the right place at the right time. And if you would just put your hope in Jesus, that He rose from the dead, putting your trust in Him, the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the Spirit of Christ, as Paul says, will give life to your mortal bodies also. And so you're invited into this good news of Christ's resurrection, not just as some disembodied spirit floating around in heaven forever, but as a physical resurrected body on the last day when Christ returns and sets everything right in the world that is so wrong. And we see the evidence of that every day. And that you, like Jesus, would be given a new body at that time. Jesus Christ made a fool of death on Easter Sunday. With His resurrection, He destroyed the power of death. It no longer has the final word. Yes, death is still awful, and we acknowledge that. But it doesn't have the last word. Resurrection does. Because our God is a God of resurrection, and Jesus, His Son, shows us that, proved us that, and invites us into that. And all you have to do is put your trust in Him that He was raised from the dead, and you too will be with Him in paradise one day. One day on earth as it is in heaven. The psalmist writes, "Only the fool says in his heart, there is no God." And so on this April Fool's Day, this Easter Sunday, do not be a fool. Repent, believe, rejoice. Christ is risen, and He is risen indeed. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for just a moment. Gracious God, we thank You for this good news that we receive and that we want to receive, and maybe we don't know how to receive, but God, we thank You for this good news. And so, Lord, just open again our hearts and minds to receive this with joy today, to receive this grace that You have poured out upon us in Your Holy Spirit. If all we do is just confess that we believe and put our trust and turn from those other things, help us receive Your promise of eternal life anew. Help us to receive that which You want to give us so bad, the gift of life and life abundant in Jesus Christ. We thank You, Lord. We praise You, and we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.